again this week. So there's some good, really good teams that play some good football in this area, and it's a joy to watch them week in, week out.
Well, Dave Hansen, thank you once again for your excellent insight. We'll return next week as we travel down to eight-player football to take on Deckerville North Huron.
Oh, looking forward to that. And Deckerville obviously playing their best football. We relate Coach Brown and company to the Bill Belichick team of the world. I mean, they don't deflate footballs that I know but certainly a team that plays well and gets better every single week in a game that I thought could be certainly upset city in Mayville.
In Mayville, yeah.
Mayville is a very good football team, and Deckerville absolutely whooped them today. And, you know, that sets the tone. And Morris was tuning into that score, keeping an eye on things, knowing that they're going to have to play a very good game when they lock horns with Morris and Deckerville
in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. You know it's coming. That game's coming.
Well, Dave Hansen, thank you once again. We'll see you in week number 7.
You got it. Looking forward to it.
Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Dia Services of Cass City, Hayer and Daily Tribune, Randy's Hunting Center, 269 Guns, More Motor Sales of Carroll, and More Shoreline of Sebring. Here on Auto Parts, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Vanex, Bayport State Bank, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Vanex, Countryside Sales and Service, and Stacks Market of Owendale. Ensure better health, better life. Are you sure? We'd like to thank all the hospitality given to us here by Mike Bogan and the entire staff up here in the tower. Gerald Prill, the PA announcer, of course, Mr. Del Pierre on the clock. And, of course, we'd also like to, now that we're clear on air and you actually can understand us, we'd like to give a big shout-out and thanks to all the Ubley staff last week in Ubley. That goes all the way from their announcer, Rick Glaza, to I got a call from the superintendent earlier today making sure we're all set. Aaron Maurer, athletic director, they really made sure we had everything all set. And unfortunately, our systems just did not hold up in that one against Harbor Beach and Ubley. But we'd like to thank everyone in Ubley as well as everyone here in Vanex tonight. A beautiful night for football. And we saw a great game in front of us. And like Dave said, we will see you in week number 7 as the postseason is looming. Right here on the WLW Sports Network. So final score from week number 6. The Cass City Redhawks take out the Vanex Hatchets and destroy the Vanex homecoming 45-6. The Redhawks now improve to 5-1 on the season. And they will keep on marching down their schedule as they get closer and closer to that postseason. Vanex now at Reese next week. The Cass City Redhawks, they return home to take on the Carroll Tigers. Then back on the road at Reese and home against Ubley. You're listening to your home for high school football all season long, the WLW Sports Network. On behalf of our entire broadcast team, Dave Hansen in Game Analysis, Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, Game Data Analytics, and Dan Benke, I'm Clark Ramsey. So long.